The Tanya portion for the 20th of Adar is on page Mem Hei, Daf Mem Hei, Amud Aleph, in chapter 35, Pedik Lamed Hei, or page 162 at the bottom. The Rebbe is saying that the virtue of the act of the mitzvah, of the garment of action in a mitzvah, is that it involves the animal soul and makes the garment of the animal soul a dwelling place for God in the lower world. Because here, the animal soul becomes transformed into holiness, not only subdued by it, and becomes absorbed into holiness to where there is nothing besides God in that act. But beyond, past the middle of the page, the line that begins, Shebelibay. Now, although the essence of the animal soul, which is in the heart, what is the essence of the animal soul? Its midas, its emotions, they remain bad. They have not become incorporated into holiness yet, because that basically happens in a tzaddik, but not in a beinani. Mikol mokein, in spite of this, because they are subdued to holiness, the emotions of the animal soul, that do not become holy, because they are not involved in the act of the mitzvah. It's only the garments of the animal soul, and particularly the garment of action of the animal soul, that is involved in the mitzvah and plays the major part in the act of the mitzvah. But the emotions of the animal soul are merely being subdued during the act of the mitzvah. Ubal korchoch, and against their will, einim amen, they have to go along with the mitzvah. Umaskimim, or if it's on a higher level, the animal soul is maskim to do the mitzvah. It agrees to allow the mitzvah even though it itself doesn't want to do the mitzvah. Or on an even higher level, umisratzim lasiyas hamitzvah, or it willingly goes along with the mitzvah, not only passively allows it, but actively agrees with it. But why does it agree to do the mitzvah? Not because it has become holy, but because because of the influence of the godly soul that is stronger than the heart, stronger than the emotions of the animal soul, and therefore it affects the animal soul in one of these three ways. Either it subdues it and does the mitzvah in spite of the animal soul, or it prevails on the animal soul's emotions that the animal soul should at least willingly step aside and allow the mitzvah to happen. Or on the highest level, that the animal soul is maskim to do the mitzvah, is convinced to do the mitzvah by the influence of the godly soul. V'hein b'shazu, and they, the emotions of the animal soul, are at this time, for the duration of the mitzvah, the bechinas golus v'shino kenal, in golus or asleep. If it's going along with the mitzvah, then it's going along against its nature, and therefore it's in golus. And if it's not going along at all, but is being completely ignored and overruled, then it's like it's asleep, like it has no voice. The lokach, because of this, the fact that the animal soul is forced to go along, as far as the emotions of the animal soul is concerned, this will not prevent the Shechina from being revealed in the body of the person during the time of the mitzvah. Hainu, which means the part of the animal soul, that koyach of the animal soul that is engaged and involved in the act of the mitzvah, who nichlal mamish be'ed havayu miyuchad be'yichud gomut, it becomes completely absorbed and totally united with God's oneness. And by doing so, it brings a certain amount of godliness or of the Shekhinah, l'cholos nefesh achiyuni shebechol haguf, to the entire animal soul, which is throughout the rest, throughout the entire body, v'gam al haguf hagashmi, including also the physical body itself. In a fashion in which the Shekhinah, although it doesn't permeate, but it surrounds the body from above, from his head to his feet. And this is what is meant by the phrase that the Shekhinah rests al zeshe on his head. Al daika. The word is on. Necessarily on, because it's not in. It surrounds the body from its head to its foot. How does that happen? By the fact that the Shekhinah permeates and enters into the one garment of the animal soul, which is the garment of action. There is no obstacle at all. There is no resistance at all to the complete oneness of God, because there is nothing there besides the mitzvah. And the mitzvah is God's true will. And through that presence of the Shekhinah, the rest of the body is also affected, that to some degree it too experiences the presence of the Shekhinah, but not inwardly, not bepnimius, but by being surrounded by it. The chayin, we also find a similar expression, akol be'asod Shekhinah sharia, that on every gathering of 10 Jews, the Shekhinah rests. Here also it's on them, not in them, because they're not doing a mitzvah. V'hine, kol b'chinas v'hamshachas el ha-shechinah. Now all this talk about bringing the Shekhinah, shehi b'chinas gili eirin sev baruch hu, which means bringing about a revelation of God's light, of godly light. So we're saying that we're bringing it, and we're causing it, and we're increasing it, but einay nikra shini chas v'sholem b'yizbarich. But this does not constitute a change in God. We're not saying that by revealing the Shekhinah, we're changing the Shekhinah. V'loy zibui, we're also not increasing the Shekhinah. We're saying that there is more of a gilui, that the gilui, it's more big gilui, but this doesn't mean that there is more Shekhinah. Kedisa b'sanhedrin. As we find in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Amaleahu min al Rabbi Gamliel, that this heretic said to Rabbi Gamliel, Amritu kol be'asar shchinta sharia, kama shchinta yislachu. You say that wherever there are 10 Jews, the Shekhinah rests, and there are 10 Jews gathered in so many different places, how many Shekhinahs do you have? V'heishiv le'moshul me'er ha'shemesh ha'nichnas b'chalein yisrabim, etc. v'hamaskil yovin. And Rabbi Gamliel answered him with the example, with an analogy to the sun. And the sun that comes in through many windows, yet there's only one sun. And increasing windows would increase the rays of the sun into the room, but that doesn't mean that there is more than one sun, or that there is an increase of light in the sun when you increase the windows that allow the sun in. In the same way, this increase of Shekhinah is not a change in God, but rather a change in our receptivity and a change in how much of God's presence we experience and feel. But in God Himself, there is never a change and there's no increase at all. At this point, the Alter Rebbe has concluded a subject and we'll go on to a new subject in Perek Lamed Vav. What the Rebbe has concluded is that the ultimate cause of real joy for the Beinoni is the consideration of the fact that he is a dwelling place for God, that there is a Dira B'Tachtenim, and this Dira B'Tachtenim comes in the various levels of, first of all, having emunah in the oneness of God, in the fact that there is nothing besides God. And then bringing this from emunah, bringing it also down into daily activity, the study of Torah, and the giving of tzedakah. And much more specifically, or ultimately, bringing it down into all those mitzvahs that are action mitzvahs, because there, where there is only the act, there is the true dira b'tachtenim. And this is the joy of the Beinoni, This is his great simcha, the schus that he has of being in this exclusive and monogamous relationship with God, in that there is nothing besides God, even in the most earthy and even in the most physical part of the Beinoni, even in his body. The body is surrounded by the Shekhinah when he does the act of a mitzvah. So the joy of the Beinoni is that he is a dira b'tachtenim for God. But how significant is this dira b'tachtenim? How important is it? How great should the joy be in being a dira b'tachtenim? This the Rebbe will begin explaining in Perek Lamed Vov, how the dira b'tachtenim is not only a nice thing, a good thing to have, but that it really is the ultimate purpose for all of creation. Now this idea that that God himself and the highest, truest aspect of God, which is that there is nothing besides him, in other words, Achdus Hashem, that Achdus Hashem expresses itself in the lowest world, and not only in the world which is lowest, but in the lowest part of the lowest world, which means in the act of a mitzvah performed by a physical body, moved by an animal soul, which is guided by the godly soul. This combination of the highest of the high together with the lowest of the low is not a chiddush. It's not a trick or a chachma to bring together the highest of the high and the lowest of the low, but rather that is necessarily the only way that there can be a dira b'tachtenim. Which means that in fact it's not a trick to bring the oneness of God to where it is expressed even in the lowest of the low, but in fact the highest of the high can express itself only in the lowest of the low. So it's not as if the higher worlds are certainly a dwelling place for God. Our chachma is that we make even the lower world also a dwelling place for God. That's not the case. The truth is that the higher worlds are not dwelling places for God. And they can't be a dira for the Eibishter. Even though they are closer to godliness and they are holier and they are higher and they are more mystical and less physical and so on. But this highest of all aspects of God's greatness, and that is the Achdus Hashem, the fact that there is nothing besides God, that part of God expresses itself only in the lowest world. And in the lowest world, primarily in the lowest of the low. And the same is true in any relationship. That which is truly unique about a person that makes him who he is, and that is that he is who he is and nobody else is like him at all, he is really, truly an individual, that aspect of him can be expressed and experienced in another person, by the other person, only in the lowest way, in the lowest part of the other person, which means when the other person puts himself aside completely. It's not the intelligence or the talents or the greatness of a friend that allows the other person to be part of the friend's life. The fact that the other person can be experienced in the friend's existence and be part of his existence comes not as a result of the friend's talent or of the friend's intelligence or his seichel or his understanding. In fact, the other person can become part of the friend's world and life only when the friend removes all his talents and puts them all aside and makes room, empties himself of all personal talents and interests and so on, and makes room for the uniqueness of the other person. And although this isn't the only way that friends can be friends, but it is the ultimate friendship. With God, it is the only relationship. Because God's uniqueness, Achdus Hashem, is what makes God God. That's the truth of God. Without that, you don't really have God Himself at all. So this Dira B'Tachtonim, that the highest of the high has a dwelling place in the lowest of the low, is not in addition to the higher worlds, but it is in fact the only place, the only dwelling place that God has in any world, is in the lowest part of the lowest world. In the Hayyim Yayim of the 20th of Adar Sheni, it was Parshas Pora then, the statement for that day is as follows. The Alter Rebbe once related that one of the Teiris, one of the Maimorim, that my teacher, the Magid, the Mezitcha Magid, said for me privately, was a Teira on the verse, Eish Tomid Tukad Al HaMizbeach Loi Sichbe, that you have to light a fire on the Mizbeach constantly, and it should not be extinguished. So the Magid said that although the fire on the Mizbeach came down from heaven, in other words, the initiative was on God's part, Isarusa del Eila, yet it is also a mitzvah to bring a human fire, because it is through the initiative below that the initiative above is caused. Because ruach, aisi ruach, v'amshich ruach, an arousal, an enthusiasm below brings and draws an enthusiasm and arousal above. Ruach melmata, the initiative below, when the person arouses himself to Aveda, this brings an arousal from above, and it also draws an arousal from above the above, from an even higher level. So there's a positive mitzvah to light the fire on the Mizbeach. What is the Mizbeach? Mizbeach is the person himself. Adam ki yakrev mikem. The person brings himself, he is the Mizbeach. And this bringing of himself is not enough. He has to light the fire in himself. Even after he has brought himself closer, in addition to that, he has to light the fire in himself. And this fire is loy sichbe. It extinguishes the loy. It extinguishes the negativity. This Torah, my teacher said for me 10 times in order to engrave it on the 10 powers of my soul. And he then said to me, you, my student, are going to need this constant fire because it is a responsibility placed upon you to extinguish a very great negativity, a very big loy, a very big negativity of the misnagdim. You extinguish the negativity, and God will transform it into a positive.